smaller ones for used to use it for casing stuff and sausage, but somebody told me they had practically quit that now and was making it out of something else. And of course I don't know, because we don't have a plant yet at doing that. But the only thing I was ever known of it to be was the insides of a hog, and they used to could get some kind of lard and stuff off of what they call the leaf fat in there,
yes.
And one thing and the other thing, like, you know, something like that. But I don't know of any other thing, only just say that
inside.
The insides of a hog.
All
and
right.
Never
heard a word like harslet or haslet?
No, but I believe that may have been for as you say, how do you butcher the hog, and you'd hang him up, and some people might call that opening him up to take all that out, might call it hassling.
I see. Okay, what about this something that's been typically southern of a long time ago that I think most of us just don't know about now at all, but the intestines were washed and cut up in little bitty pieces.
Made chitlins.
Right. And what about, what do you call it when the late afternoon and it's time to go give the animals their food? You say it's getting to be
feeding time.
And now here's some that are like funny. What is the call that you use to cows to get them in from the pasture?
Quoy. I wouldn't know how you spell it, but you go to the fence, the old folks and holler, quoy.
All right. And what about to make a cow stand still during milking?
Well, you'd have to fix some kind of a brake thing, like we talked yesterday, some position to where she couldn't move about.
Right. And is there any word or any sound you might say to her?
You can just say, be still now, Bessie. Be still now, Bessie, until I get my milk. But
okay. Well, you've never heard saw or sow or something like that?
No.
Make it like that. All right. What about a call to calves? Do you have a word that was used different from cows to calves, or did you say the same thing calling the calves in as you did the cows?
No. Well, we just about... she said sookie to the calves when they're calling them up. Sookie.
Okay. And what about a call to mules or horses to make them turn left or right in plowing?
Well, you say G for right and H for left.
Uh-huh. What about a call to horses to get them to come in from the pasture?
Well, the only thing I ever know was they get out a lot of folks, and they did have some horses around us there that would put just to make some kind of whistle, they'd whistle to them, and I can't tell you just the sound of that.
Okay. And to start a horse or to encourage the horses to go on, you might say?
Get up.
To stop the horse?
Whoa.
To get them to back up a little bit.
You'd have to pull on your rein and say, back up, Joe.
Okay, and what about a call to pigs when feeding them? Remember a word from...
You just said, piggy.
What about to sheep to get them in from the pasture?
Well, now that's something I never had any experience about that.
Nobody around here knows about sheep, I don't really. The call to chickens when feeding them, what would you call the chickens?
They just said, chicken.
And, what do you say when you're getting ready to put the things on the harness for driving or for plowing? I want to...
Put the harness on the horse.
Okay.
Plow harness, a wagon harness, a buggy harness. That's three different things.
You say put the harness on? Would you ever say just to harness or...
No, you say put the harness on. You put the wagon harness on so-and-so and put the buggy harness on so-and-so or the plow harness.
All right, and what did you call those, I'm not sure, were they rope or pieces of leather along the side that were used in...
Lines.
Okay, and what about if you're riding horseback, those things that you held in your hands were the...
Reins.
And your